praise the Lord, everybody. I don't know, that sounded kind of dry to me. And I know as wet as it is outside, dryness sounds good. But when it comes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you ought to be able to make some noise, whether it's wet, cold, hot. Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy is good forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy is good forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy.
People from every nation, and tongues, from generation to generation,
we worship you.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We worship you for who you are.
Yes, we worship you. Hallelujah! Lord, you are good. Say,
Lord, you are good. And your mercy endures forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. And your mercy endures forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. And your mercy,
endures
forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. And your mercy.
People from every nation.
People from every nation and tongue. From generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are.
Say it again. We worship you.
We worship you.
Hallelujah. Make some noise in this place, y'all. So good, so good, yeah. You are good.
You are good all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. You are good.
You are good.
All the time. All the time. You are good.
You are good.
You are good.
People from every nation,
from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are.
For who you are.
For who you are.
Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? All the time. What's that you used to hear? Used to be real common. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, everybody should have been able to say that. I'm going to do a little something different for our second praise song. I'm going to an old hymn. Come on here, somebody. A lot of our hymns really offered some worship and praise. Some real spirited worship. This one says, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music to my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Can I say it again? There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Then it says, oh, how I love Jesus. Yeah, come on, say it, y'all. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh,
how I love Jesus.
Because if you know it, come on, say it with us. Oh, how I
love Jesus.
Oh, how
I love Jesus.
Oh, how I
love Jesus.
Because if you really love him, stand up with us and say,
That's a good background music for it. Let's go to Exodus 23. Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Exodus 23, I want to begin reading at verse number 20. This is what God is saying to Israel. As they are continuing to walk and journey to the land of promise. This is significant. As you know, we've been learning and understand that when we look at the angel of the Lord, we have been able to find out and make clear and understand that that was a manifestation of Jesus Christ. So, continuing in that vein, let's look at Exodus, the 23rd chapter, beginning at the 20th verse, and it reads, "Behold, I send an angel before you to keep and guard you on the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared." So to keep and to guard means that he will protect them and he will fight for them. Okay, verse 21, "Give heed to him." Now pay very close attention to what you're reading. "Listen to and obey his voice. Be not rebellious before him or provoke him. For he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. But if you will indeed listen to and obey his voice and all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries." Verse 21 is extremely revealing. It says, give heed to him, listen to him, obey his voice, do not be rebellious before him or provoke him. This is the part, for he will not pardon your transgression. That gives you a clue as to who he is. No one can pardon sins but God. So this lets you know that this is what we call a theophany, or an earlier incarnation of Jesus himself. If you remember in the New Testament, Jesus healed a man, but before he healed him, he said, "Your sins are forgiven." And remember, the Pharisees said, "Nobody but God can forgive sins." And then Jesus said, "Well, so that you know I am God in the flesh," he told the man, "Rise, take your bed up and walk." The key here is understanding that Jesus fights for us. We are constantly in a war that we don't see. And we need to understand that Jesus has always been fighting for his children. He did it at Calvary, when the Bible says that he led captivity captive, and we broke all of that down to find out that all of the demonic and evil spirits of this world, he took them on by himself, whipped them, and then he made a show of them in the heavenlies, which is what, of course, the Testament tells us, is when an individual would conquer their victims and then would have their victims tied up behind their chariots as they led them in a triumphant display. That's what Jesus did to all of those spirits in the heavenly realms. That's what it means when he said he led captivity captive. And that's why he said, "I'm King of Kings and I'm Lord of Lords." So in understanding that, I want you to know as we come to communion, to know how great he is, to know that he is faithful, to know that he has been fighting for you even when you didn't know you were in a battle. And you'll know all about it when you get home to be with the Lord. So take a moment to thank God for being on your side. On the night that our Savior was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, and he blessed it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Let us eat together." In like manner, he took the cup and he blessed the cup and he said, "This is the blood of the New Testament. As often as we do this, we show his death, his burial, and his resurrection, as well as anticipate his return until he comes again. Let us drink together." Ushers, if anybody is in the vestibule, you can let them in at this time. Accident. Was that over a week ago?
Yeah, last Wednesday.
Last week. Just getting ready to start his post-high school education.
College.
Going to college. Yeah. Yeah. I thought he was a wonderful young man.
He was.
So I want to ask you to pray for his family. Pray for Ryan especially because he was like a son to Ryan. And he's an example of the fact that all of our young black men not in gang shooting.
Amen.
Another example of that is a note of praise that I want to give to Justin Coleman, Deacon Angela Coleman's son. Justin, do you mind standing at the moment?
Amen.
Another example of true young black princehood. Justin has just completed his Master's of Business degree from the Yale School of Management. Congratulations, Justin.
Amen.
Congratulations. God is good. Yale School of Management, so you ought to be able to pull some strings for a brother later. All of those who want to come down to the altar can come down at this time.
Father, we call on you and thank you for being the one that we can call on. We call giving thanks for you being Lord and God all by yourself. We pray and thank you, Lord, for there is none like you. We thank you, Heavenly Master, for creating us, choosing a life for us. And this life that we are on, the path of this journey, is leading to eternal life in your presence. We pray, Heavenly Master, that while we're on this journey, that you will continue to rest, rule, and abide in our lives. Forgive us of our faults and our shortcomings. And always, dear Lord, just keep us mindful and have our hearts and thoughts stayed on you. We pray, Heavenly Master, and give thanks for the protection every day of our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Master, that you watched over us last night while we slept and slumbered. We thank you, Heavenly Master, that when we awakened this morning and looked around, that all was well. We thank you for the presence of our family, friends, and loved ones. Father God, we just thank you for deliverance from sickness, ailments. We thank you, Heavenly Master, that you continue to be Father of all mercies and God of all comfort. Thank you for the blessings of these families that are in bereavement. We thank you, Heavenly Master, that you have delivered our under shepherd. You have strengthened him, dear Lord, to bring him back to the fold. He's always been in your care, dear Lord, so we just praise you and thank you that, again, you have proven to be faithful. Dear Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters that are standing at the altar, dear Lord. thanking you, Heavenly Master, because they've come with a heart of thanksgiving. You know what petitions that they bring forth, dear Lord, but grant them a little bit more faith that if they bring them before you, dear Lord, and leave them there, allow our minds to be more focused on you than our issues and our concerns, dear Lord, for you are greater than all of our problems. Thank you, dear Lord, as we walk along this journey, we thank you for a mind and a heart that continues to want to learn more about you and learn that which you require of us. Accept our plea and our praise and allow us, dear Lord, if it be your will, to continue to walk with you until you have called us into your presence. And when you do, Lord, we pray that you have been pleased with allowing us this time. We give thanks for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, come on, y'all can do better than that. Hallelujah. Be thankful that we have a Savior that we can call on, that looks after us, that supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Anybody know that man? I think two or three people know him. I say, does anybody know that man? Here we go. I know a man. Say it.
I know a man.
From Galilee.
From Galilee.
Who saved my soul.
Saved my soul.
I know a man.
I know a man.
From Galilee.
From Galilee.
Who made me whole.
Made me whole.
Don't you know?
Don't you know that he put the wonderful friend who make that truth be. You'll understand that I know a man.
Let's say it again. Come on. I know a man.
I know a man.
From Galilee.
From Galilee.
Who saved my soul.
Saved my soul.
I know a man.
I know a man.
From Galilee.
From Galilee.
Who made me whole.
Made me whole.
Don't you know?
Don't you know that Jesus, the wonderful friend, will make that truth clear? You'll understand. Yes, I know a man.
Let's do another verse. Say, I know a man.
I know a man.
From Galilee.
From Galilee.
Who sacrificed.
Sacrificed.
I know a man.
I know a man.
From Galilee.
From Galilee.
Who paid the price.
Paid the price.
Don't you know.
Don't you know that he's such a wonderful friend. You'll understand.
I know. Here we go, y'all. Come on, say it with us. I know.
I know a man.
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 Who walks?
Who walks by my side?
Both day and night.
Both day and night.
Jesus.
Jesus walks by my side.
Both day and night.
Both day and night.
Jesus.
Jesus walks by my side.
Both day and night.
Both day and night.
Yes. Hallelujah. I know a man. But in case somebody is kind of wondering, like really and truly, who this Jesus person is, I want to have a little conversation with you. Another question. Listen. Who was the one that placed the sun so high? and then he hung the stars in space to decorate the sky. Oh, who was the one to die on Calvary with nails in his hands and nails in his feet? Who took the sting from death and victory in the grave? Then watch this. He went on back to heaven, and he's gonna return one day. Nobody.
Nobody.
Yes, he is.
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody, 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 nobody.
Nobody,
yeah.
But Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus is the one.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus is.
Jesus.
Yes, he is.
The
he is the one.
Exceptional, exceptional. Thank you, Brother Ryan, Deacon Walker, Brother Terry, Deacon Frank, and EMC. Let's give God some praise one more time. Amen. God, our Father, we thank you for being our King. And we surrender ourselves to let you teach us more about who you are. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Exodus 13. Thank you, Bro Ryan. Thank you for those selections, man. Man, yeah. Y'all can do those every Sunday if you want to. I can't help think though, Sister Grace, every time I hear this song, the first one y'all did, I Know a Man, my mind immediately goes Deacon Marsha Goins. Brother Goins, that was her favorite song. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Exodus 13, everybody. Verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, sanctify, consecrate, set apart to me all the firstborn males. Whatever is first to open the womb among the Israelites, both of man and of beast, is mine. And Moses said to the people, earnestly remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage and bondmen. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. This day you go forth in the month Abib. And when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which he promised and swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty, you shall keep this service in this month. I'm going to continue reading, but I wanted to pay attention to the first part of verse 5. When the Lord brings you into the land. Okay? When the Lord brings you into the land. Want you to be explicitly clear about the fact that you don't get anywhere. Unless the Lord brings you there. Thank you, Deacon Killian, very much for our sound.
Amen.
You don't get anywhere without God bringing you there. As with Israel and as with Egypt, God is going to bring you to places where he will have to fight for you. Let me say that again. He cannot prove to be your protector unless he has something to protect you from.
Come on.
He cannot prove to be almighty unless he brings you up against something you can't handle. This is why the steps of a good man or ordered by the Lord. You have not taken one misstep in your life.
Well,
not one. You have been brought where you have been brought, when you were supposed to be brought, through what you were supposed to be brought. So that now, it's not just words when you say nobody but Jesus. And so I want you to know, this being a weekend where we commemorate those who have fought for the country, commemorate those who have died and given the ultimate sacrifice, I think it only fitting that we acknowledge the one who did give the ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely. Yes. Amen.
But I want you to know that he does not bring you to something. He does not intend to bring you through. He does not bring you to something. He does not intend to bring you through.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Let's keep reading in Exodus 13. Go down to verse number 11. And when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he promised and swore to you and your fathers, and shall give it to you, you
you shall set apart to the Lord all that first opened the womb, all the firstlings of your livestock that are males shall be the Lord's. Again, verse 11, when the Lord brings you. Israel forgot who brought them. Don't you ever forget who brought you.
Amen.
Verse number 14. And when, that's where I am now. 14. And when in time to come your son asks, what does this mean? You shall say to him, by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage and bond men. Again, who was it that brought you out? Always remember that he is the one who fights for you. That's why the Bible says no weapon formed against you. Because there is no weapon as strong as he is.
Come on, Pastor.
So that is why whatever you walk to, you will walk through. My last few verses are 21 and 22. The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. The Lord is my light and my salvation. This scripture is what David was referring to when he said, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You have, you are, and you will always be led by him. He is the one that gives you the light of hope in a dark situation. Yes. He is the one that reminds you that if he hasn't left you yet, he won't leave you now.
Hallelujah.
And he leads you 24/7. He does not depart from you.
Yes.
Even when you depart from him, he doesn't depart from you. He's there. He's faithful. He's consistent. And he's faithful to his promise to you instead of being faithful to your promise to him. This is why you have come from where you've come. You've had someone leading you. You've had someone protecting you. And I'm not going to read the next chapter, but he said, I'm going to send my angel in front of you. So that, in other words, he can clear out the path. Take care of your enemies. The ones he doesn't decide to whoop for you. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Some of them he will bring against you so that he can whip them for you.
Well,
But others, where you don't need to deal with needless battles, he clears a path. That's what it meant also when it said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What he does is make sure that nothing blocks the path he's already ordained for you. When we talk about the Lord being a shepherd, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. The rod is used so that the shepherd walks in front of the sheep. And the rod is used so that the shepherd can see where there are holes in the ground. If there are holes in the ground, then that means there are snakes there. The snakes can come up and bite the sheep, kill the sheep. So the shepherd goes in front of the sheep to make sure that there are no snakes. And if there are any snakes, he kills the snakes before the sheep get there. Thy rod and thy staff. There's a crook on the end of the staff so that if the sheep falls in a crevasse, the shepherd can reach down with the staff, grab the sheep in the crook of the staff, and pull the sheep up to safety. Thy rod and thy staff. I know you'll catch me if I fall. And I know you'll kill the snakes along the way. That's what comforts me. Are y'all with me? Isn't God good? Amen. Bow your heads. God our Father, we thank you so much for being our shepherd and being our shield. Please continue to show us how magnificent and how wonderful you have been to us, and that you continue to be to us. There might be somebody here who's not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Right where you are, say, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins at Calvary, and I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, ask him, Lord, fill me with your Spirit so that I can have the comfort of knowing that wherever I am, you are the one that's leading me. You will catch me if I fall, and you will protect me from all evil. If there's someone who wants to join this fellowship, then there are cards in the back of the pews. Please fill out the front and the backs of the cards and put them in the box in the vestibule. And there'll be saints who will get in touch with you. And it would be our honor to love you with the love of the Lord. Before I pronounce the benediction, I wanted to remind you that if it is the Lord's will and we live, next week will be our second joint service. Amen. And as you know, the first one blew it out the park. And as far as I know, from the choir rehearsal reports yesterday, yeah, the choir is set. So I wanted to remind you that next week, if it's the Lord's will and we live, we will be having our joint service at 9 a.m. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory, all majesty, all dominion and power, not only now, but through the eternities of the eternities. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a good week.